has a song that's reached over a billion streams on download. And is there any wonder? What a great one. Creedence Clearwater Revival. Have you ever seen the rain on Sunshine 106.8, Dublin's easy place to relax. I got to chat to John Fogarty of Creedence Clearwater Revival during the week. He was on the commute and took a call from me to chat about the forthcoming concerts at the Three Arena, the Bad Moon Rising Celebration Tour.
And your name is Fogarty?
Yes. So, I mean, not only is it a pleasure for me to be talking to a hero of mine, but a namesake as well.
There you go. Well, we might be related. I know that the only Fogartys I've ever met have been my own family.
Yeah, I believe the origin is Tipperary in Ireland, but I'm sure we must, if we go back far enough, we probably are related somewhere along the line, I would think. When you look back at, I suppose, the body of work that you've created, and the one thing that I suppose a lot of people wouldn't realize is that you're the sole songwriter on every Creedence album up until the final album.
Probably way back 50 years ago or more, people did know that, but as time has passed on, you know, the newer, younger people keep coming along, and their exposure to the music is through radio, perhaps, or nowadays online, that sort of thing. And so there's not so much connection or information. It's just the music and the song itself.
When you look at songs like Have You Ever Heard the Rain reaching a billion streams, well, how can you kind of quantify in your mind that astronomical amount of streams for one song? It's incredible.
You know, I'm sure my brain can't really understand that. it's got to be such a rarefied position, you know. I would assume because it's in the modern technical way of hearing things, I would think someone like Taylor Swift, you know, maybe Ed Sheeran, somebody like that, who is much younger and has an audience of a huge audience, but who use Spotify all the time. But the older music, you know, it as in most cases, things tend to kind of quiet down as the years pass. And even stranger, so I've done that once, but now Fortunate Son is getting very close to becoming a billionaire as well. And so I will be a person with two songs that got a billion streams. And I'm sure that would be even a more rarefied category at some point.
And of course, yeah, in January, you gain control over your music, which must be like, I suppose, welcoming back your long lost children back home again.
Yes, it is very much like that. The songs do become like your children. And the fact, of course, the path was so difficult and circuitous. My biggest emotion, I mean, this is one of the happiest things in my life, other than my own children and my wife. You know, this is a very big emotion for me, and also quite a relief. You know, for years it has felt like some wrong thing that I must try to rectify, and never, you know, and always being disappointed in trying to do that. So now that it has finally come to pass, it's I don't have to keep holding that wall up anymore, you know?
Yeah. When you look at artists like Bruce Springsteen and Fleetwood Mac who've sold their catalogs, what's your view on that? Do you think it's a good thing? Do you think it's a personal choice by the artist to make that decision for themselves?
Of course. And I am in such an opposite mood from that right now that, you know, it's not a thing that I really entertain much for myself, but because I've tried so hard to gain the ownership. By the way, Robbie, something I really want to say here is the it's great that I get to own my songs, and it's great that there are these accolades, but the best part about all of this is there have been these wonderful fans throughout my life. Because, you know, you and I would, I dare say, not be talking to each other unless there were all these fans in the world that loved the music and wanted to celebrate the songs. And I am very grateful for that part.
Yeah, well, I'm sure a lot of fans are very grateful that you created these songs and sang them with one of the most iconic rock bands of all time. So I think they would give you the credit for that. But you're bringing the Celebration Tour to Dublin on the 23rd of May at our Three Arena here. And you're going to be performing some of those amazing songs and some of your other works as well for the Dublin audience. Do you get to Ireland much these days?
I played in Dublin 4 years, something like that. And before that, my only other time was with Tina Turner back in, I believe, 2000.
Right.
No, I have not been a lot to my homeland, you might say. I'm looking forward to it very much.
Well, so are we. And I know your sons, Shane and Tyler, are going to be opening the show with their band as well. That must give you a certain sense of pride, seeing your sons perform with you on stage.
It's the best feeling of all. I mean, I didn't know that I would get to grow up and experience playing with my sons on stage. It's an extra emotion that I'm not sure I know how to put in words, but it sure is special.
Well, you can be very proud, and as proud as your Irish fans will be when they see you perform for them in Dublin in May. So looking forward to that. Safe travels to Ireland. And John, thank you so much for talking to us.
Well, thank you, Mr. Fogarty. Thank you so much. It's been great talking with you as well.
John Fogarty of Creedence Clearwater Revival chatting to me during the week about the Bad Moon Rising Celebration Tour, May 23rd at the Three Arena. I have a pair of tickets to give away to see it before midday today. Tell you how you can win it in the next 15 minutes on Saturday Live.
Saturday Live.
Brought to you by Wogan Interiors, Shop Street, Drogheda. Visit our amazing 40,000 square foot showroom packed with exclusive furniture and flooring for every living space.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.